It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
I know you've heard it from most parents. Mm. This is one of the things that I've heard a lot of my friends that have kids say. I thought I killed my kid.
Oh, okay. There's
Big Al's story, the infamous story of when you were running down the street and tried to jump over your son, Corey, and the crotch of your pants.
Caught the back of his head, and he went face down into the concrete.
Yeah. Oh. And you remember that noise to this day.
Oh,
it was bad.
Oh, Corey, I'm sorry.
You said, I thought I killed my son.
Yeah.
My parents even have one with me where my dad was swinging me around by the ankles. You know, when you're a kid and you're like just spinning like a helicopter.
Yeah.
And he didn't notice the pole that was a few feet from us.
Gosh.
So when you start spinning a few times, you get off the area you're at, and I ended up hitting my head on a pole.
I fell down an entire flight of stairs in one of those little, you know, the little walkers that have little tables on them when I was real little.
Man.
Felt tumbled all the way down just because my mom turned for a second. She said she thought she killed me.
Exactly. Every parent has that story.
Yeah.
Except me. I didn't have that story. And I was that guy that said, I'm not going to have that.
Oh.
You know, and I've noticed that everything I've said about the kids, like I'm not going to have the kids that cry in restaurants. Yeah, I do. I'm not going to have the kids that poop in public. I have that. Like, everything that I've said, I'm not going to let happen.
Cleared a water park.
They're kids, dude.
Yeah.
They're kids.
Yeah.
But I was so determined to not have that sentence in my vocabulary, my life story, that I almost killed my kid.
Mm-hmm.
And then
it happened?
And then it happened. We made it almost 4 years.
That was a good run.
Well, actually, we made it 4 years. We'll give it 4 years. But Kaysen, my son Kaysen.
This is how you celebrate?
Yeah, right?
4 years?
Kaysen, who's four, my son. Chloe, she's two, my daughter, and I. We're in the backyard, and we have this little swing set.
Okay.
And they love the swing set. Now, they're in that stage where they just want to go as high as possible. Mm. Now, Chloe's still little, and she goes in the toddler one. So she's strapped in.
Yeah.
I mean, she's not going anywhere. And she doesn't really go very high because she thinks just barely swinging is crazy.
Okay.
Yeah.
Kaysen, on the other hand, has been noticing that all the big kids are doing the kick thing.
Oh, yeah.
You know when you learn how to go higher?
Yeah.
You say fly. fly.
But he needs a little boost.
Yeah.
And so we're back there, and he had just turned four, and I'm telling him, like, yo, you're a big dude now. Like, you can do big boy things. And
this is in your backyard.
It's in my backyard.
Okay, all right.
And so he thinks he can fly like the big kids now. So he starts asking me, Papa, push me.
Okay.
I'm like, all right, bro.
Yeah.
So I give him a little push, and he's not going too high. His kicks aren't there yet.
Okay.
And he goes, I want to go higher.
Oh, you do?
This is the first time he said, because my son is so cautious. So I'm like, yeah.
And you're like proud.
Oh, I'm so proud. I'm like, yeah, you're breaking out of that shell, my man. Sure, you can go higher. Boom. So there he goes. He's going a little bit higher.
Yeah.
Higher, Papa. Boom. And my wife starts coming out, and she's got a big smile. She's like, oh, Kaysen's finally breaking out of his cautious.
Now, in relation to the top of the swing set, that bar that goes across, how close is he to that? You know what I'm saying?
We're getting to the point
where he's almost up
where I'm like, I'm telling myself I should ease up because
he's almost parallel to the bar.
Because that's what you want to do as a kid.
Yeah.
You want to get that high.
Yeah.
It's me, my scary butt. I still wanted to get
way high. You want to go over. Yeah.
And he's laughing hysterically because he's having a great time. And Kinsey's standing there, and she's taking pictures. And he's almost reaching parallel to the ground. And I give him, he goes, higher, Papa. I'm like, oh, I'm going to just give you one more, but hold on tight.
Oh, no.
I guess I jinxed him because right after I said, hold on tight, and I felt my middle finger, which was the last finger to let go of his body, push off. He goes forward, and then I see him launch.
I believe I can fly.
And when I say launch, it's not like a launch, like straightforward, like to see how far you can go when you're like fifth grade.
He went up.
It was like straight up in the air.
Yeah.
Legs up. And I'm like, and it's slow motion. I put my heads up like I can't get there to catch him. It's not going to happen.
Yeah.
Then he starts flipping.
Oh, no.
And now he's upside down. And I'm like, please continue this flip.
Ooh.
The flip continued as he landed. And he lands with a like, boom, just thud right on the grass.
But where did he land?
So he landed in such a manner that he's still in swing condition. Like he's still sitting. And did you ever watch the Coca-Cola commercial with the polar bear when he's sliding down the hill because he fell and he's got his arms behind him and he's got his face in the snow and butt in the air?
Oh, no.
Like
he face planted.
Like face plant, but it was like knees and face.
Oh.
I didn't know which one's got the harder impact.
Oh, boy.
And he is not moving.
Did Kinsey get that on film?
Nope. She was just taking pictures. She wasn't videoing. She was taking pictures. And so he just lands and is normally he'll just scream right away. And Kelly knows. He just lays
there. That's a good sign, though, when you scream.
I wanted him to scream. But
no,
he is
almost
just
like the longer they wait to scream, the worse it's going to be.
Yeah. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, oh, my God, he's not screaming. He's not moving. He's just little butt in the air, arms behind him, face planted, knees on the ground.
Oh, boy.
And I start walking and I'm like tiptoeing towards him. I don't know why. I don't know why I'm tiptoeing, but I'm doing that. And I finally get close to him and I pick him up and his eyes are wide open. They're like,
what just happened?
Deer in headlights.
What just happened?
What'd you do, Dad?
He looks at me. And he starts screaming, and about a pound of grass comes out of his mouth.
Oh.
Like, this dude ate dirt.
Oh, man.
This dude just ate dirt. And he looks at me, and he spits out the grass, and he goes, why, Papa? Why?
That's a good sign. That means he's not hurt.
Yeah, he knows he's hurting.
He's thinking, and you
no
know.
Blood?
No blood.
Oh, good.
All teeth were there. I asked him, I'm like, did you go to sleep at all? And he goes, no, I was awake the whole time. It was bad, Papa.
That's lucky.
Ooh,
I almost killed my son.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
It could have been, and I know this. I know he could have landed on his neck. He could have landed straight on his head.
You can't play those scenarios out.
Yeah,
just be thankful it wasn't worse.
Amen.
Oh, man, I felt like I don't think I can ever let him go on the swings again.
I think we've learned you don't know your own strength.
Well, I mean, we learned everybody has one of those moments, man.
Oh, man. Yeah, and we've all had those moments, hopefully. Yeah.
Feel free to text us yours. 800-543-3548.
How you almost killed your kid.
Because now you can laugh about it,
right.
Kind of, sort of.
Like, Al laughs about his now.
I laugh about it, but it still gives me the worst feeling in the world.
Oh, and that's my little baby boy. Have you had that, Kelly, with Emma Kelly?
Well, I mean, I've been with her when she fell
on
a piece of playground equipment and landed on her neck.
Right.
And I'm literally thinking,
stuck.
This is it. She's paralyzed, concussion and all this stuff. I mean, I've had those moments.
Did you not ever drop her? Like, don't people drop their kids
all the time? Oh, that's different, though.
They don't talk about it. They fall off the bed.
You just never talk about it, right?
Because you feel like you're the only one and people think you're a bad parent, but then you find out
everybody's done it.
Like when they get all wiggle worm and they just flip out of your
head. There he goes again.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
And Big Al Mac.
Yes.
We've been patiently awaiting.
Okay. I'm down. Let's do this.
How did this get brought up yesterday? I think.
I don't know. We were talking about
your girlfriend, and Kelly told you to.
Oh, we're talking about how much space you leave in your house, I think, for a girl.
That there you go.
Over, the drawer. And
then, you know, I was saying my girlfriend has like a little section on a shelf and then a little section in the closet. And I was saying I also have my you know, my leftover stuff from
previous
people.
Leftovers.
Yes, a couple.
So yeah, and then like I said, some may be from girls that I may have known, and some may be from girls or girls that I just met.
Look, I have your back on this because I don't think it's abnormal.
Most every guy
I've known or dated has this kind
really?
Of box.
Okay.
It takes a while
I've
for
never
it to
heard
come
of
out.
Such a thing.
I just think after a certain juncture, you should get rid of the hoe box.
You got a little box full of things that girls may have left at your house for whatever reason.
Okay, a couple questions from Kid Nation that were texted in.
Yeah.
Amongst all the I almost killed my kid stories. One of the questions, Al, is, does Millie Jackson have anything in your box?
No, interesting.
No,
that's a great question.
No
Millie Jackson?
No Millie Jackson.
She remembered to pick up everything when she left.
No Millie residue.
Gotcha. And Ed wants to know, is there any bread in your bean bowl box?
Oh, bean bowl.
Got it.
I get you.
No bread.
I like that one.
No bread. All right.
Bean bowl bread.
Yeah.
That's the bread we eat. Bean bowl.
Oh, cool.
You never had bean bowl? Oh, I'm gonna bring you some bimbo
bread.
No, I'm not eating bread. I'm doing the Tom Brady diet. Stop.
All right. So the first item out of the box. Some of these things I remember, and some I don't have a funny story or anything. But this one, I just remember who, and it was a girl that I dated that lived in New Orleans.
Gosh, every guy has a boa. Every guy has Mardi Gras. Every guy has Mardi Gras beads and a boa.
And
that's from a girl from New Orleans.
Girl from New Orleans.
You don't know anything else about it?
I mean, boas are hot.
Yeah, I mean, like
temperature hot.
Yeah.
You think they're cute when you're going out for girls' night, and then by the end of the night, you're like, oh my God, this thing is so hot.
And they're itchy, aren't they?
Kelly and I are going to. About feathers.
Yeah, I don't know.
They're going to be anything in there that Kelly or I want.
I don't want that.
Do you have her phone number?
The white boa?
I don't want the boa.
I do not have her phone number.
If any of these are your items, please call us and claim your prize.
Yes, if you hooked up with Big Al and left a white feather boa 10 to 12 years ago, we have it.
You need to be from New Orleans. We already know where you're from.
Okay. This is a baseball cap that, this girl had just gone to Scotland. Okay. I remember that. And she left her Scotland baseball cap.
It says Scotland.
That's cute.
It's cute. Yeah.
Oh, that's a hat she might want back.
I might. Yeah, she might.
That's from Scotland.
That's a good hat.
It's a cool hat, too.
It's a cute hat.
Yeah.
But hold on real quick. You hooked up with a girl that night was wearing a baseball cap?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's got a little tartan plaid underneath the brim.
Girls in baseball caps.
How big her head was.
Oh, trust me. I always get hit on more when I look a little rough around the edges.
Yeah.
Look how hot Kelly looks right now.
Like when I'm, Kelly, that's good.
I might have to have this hat.
It matches your hair.
You can have it.
Kelly, I like it.
You can have it.
Thanks. Yeah. I got a hat.
Sorry, Scotland girl. You don't get your hat back. Kelly claimed it.
There's a jar. How do you have a jar?
Who brings a jar to a hookup?
It says tips on it.
It does not.
Tips?
It does?
Yeah. And it says Toyota on the other side. Maybe she worked for Toyota.
She brought...
No, it's a tip jar.
This is a joke.
You brought a bartender home.
That's a joke.
And she was counting her tips.
Al's trying to make
a bartender?
No, I really think he probably brought a bartender home.
No.
We're going through Al's bimbo box.
You don't need to try to make it funny, Al.
This... Oh. This is from a girl who went to my church.
Say what it is.
It's a tambourine.
You brought her home from the church choir?
Well, I think...
That's for praise and worship.
Yeah. I think she had the Holy Ghost or something. I'm not sure.
So you managed to get a girl home from church?
This is a long time ago, though.
She could never go back to church. That's why she left it.
Yeah.
You want the tambourine?
I want the... What is this called?
Tambourine.
Tambourine.
Oh, gosh.
It's our first bra.
This is a bra...
It's kind of cute.
I'm not sure if it's a...
It's Victoria's Secret?
It looks like
Victoria's Secret on the bra strap.
It's Victoria's Secret. We can catch the year.
It's Victoria's Secret.
What's this cut? What's the size?
Is that would you call that a leopard print?
Yes, leopard print.
Like pink leopard.
I can't find the size.
I can tell. I can tell by holding it up. Kelly, let me see. Let me hold it up.
Cut the tag out.
Let's see.
Oh, the tag's gone? There you go, Jenna.
It's kind of printed in there.
Oh.
Aren't bras expensive? Like, you don't want to lose those.
This is a D or a double D, because I'm a 34C. Oh, yeah. This is wouldn't fit. This is too big for me.
All right.
Whoa.
I don't know.
That's a double D?
It's a D.
Yeah. Really?
It's a D. Yeah, it's probably a 34D. That's
wow.
She was hot.
Yeah, good.
But you don't remember who?
No.
That's kind of a cute bra.
Oh.
There it is.
Yeah. Corona Light,
Mardi Gras beads.
It's a 34D.
And it is?
Yeah, I found the size, yeah.
And that's, that was like a promotion chick thing.
A promotion chick.
Don't you just throw those away, though? Like,
we're going through Al's bimbo box that he has had in his condo for the last, 10 years?
Yeah, so far we've had a boa, a tip jar, tambourine.
Tip jar's not real.
Scotland hat.
A girl's Scotland hat.
A 34D Victoria's Secret leopard bra.
Like a cool bra, too. You might want that one back.
This is interesting. This is a Walkman.
Oh, wow.
When was the last time you saw one of these?
Gosh. I know, right?
Who left a Walkman?
This is a Sony Walkman.
It's just, so that was probably with the girl with the baseball cap. She had been on a jog.
With a CD in it.
What's the CD?
Oh, yeah.
Gotta be a workout.
Is it a mix?
It says Hood.
Hood mix?
It's a mix.
Hood blank.
Oh, give it to me. I want a mix. I love other people's mixes.
And I made it, yeah.
I remember those CDs, too.
Yeah.
I bet there's, like, Destiny's Child on it.
Oh, yeah.
it looks like it's a 90s mix.
Oh, more clothing. A pirate shirt. Or
it's a striped shirt. What size is that?
What's it smell
it's
like?
It's from H&M.
Doesn't have a smell.
H&M.
I guess it's a small. Oh, here's a tag.
Didn't H&M open, like, 2 years ago here?
Yeah. There hasn't been an H&M in town until not even that long, maybe.
Maybe she was shopping in New York City.
Yeah.
And that's where she bought
it. That's true. There's lots of H&Ms.
Yeah. A couple of things.
That's like a pirate shirt. You get that pirate booty?
It's just...
Ew, a sock.
A very small sock.
One sock.
Yeah, one sock.
I'll take the sock. No.
Jason's gagging at the smell.
I have so many individual socks.
Hold on. Pirate shirt has like salsa stains on it.
Oh my God.
Salsa stains.
I do have two rings, Kelly.
I want to see.
Costume jewelry.
Yeah.
Here, check these out.
All right, let me see. All right. Are these the ones you meant to bring, or these ones?
Yeah,
you...
those are actually the ones I meant to bring.
Oh, so you did bring them. Okay, it's a stretchy, it's a piece of costume jewelry, it's a cocktail ring.
Stretchy?
Yeah.
I don't like stretchy rings. Band. I don't like stretchy rings.
That shirt had
and some of the bands
stains.
Are starting to come off. That's not bad looking.
Oh, that's a cool ring.
And then the other one's like just a piece of wood.
A wood ring?
Just a piece of wood.
Yeah.
That might be a dude ring.
Is that,
no, it's a lady ring.
That's when Al was dabbling.
Hoochie, I think I know who that
Hoochie
belongs
jewelry.
To.
Do you not Hoochie know Hoochie? Who any of these things belong to?
Really?
I think I'm 90% sure that I know who that belongs to.
So you're like 1 out of 10 in remembering who these things belong to.
It's from her.
I'm pretty sure.
That'd be sad if
anything else.
You got a rug.
We're going through Al's bimbo box, that have been left at his place.
There's shampoo. I have no use for shampoo. So
that's true. You don't.
I know it's not mine, but some Nexus Ultimate Moisture. Oh, I'm sorry. It's conditioner.
Mm.
Is that good? Nexus? Is that good?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. What else?
Aloe Vera.
Oh, that's like after burn gel.
Why would you put that in your bimbo box when you can use it?
Someone was laying out at his pool. Yeah.
Yeah, probably at the pool or something.
You should keep that to use.
This I think is from it's secret deodorant.
But it's never been opened. It's still got the little protective cap on it.
Because I surprised this girl years ago, I surprised this girl with a trip and she didn't go. And I bought some stuff for her to have because it was gonna be like a last minute trip. I was like, hey, I got your bag.
That's very romantic, except when you realize Al knew the girl for less than 24 hours.
Well, maybe.
And that's it's a romantic you'd give him a toiletry kit, you know.
Yeah.
Because she's not gonna have time to pack.
A rat tail comb.
All right, we can get rid of that.
Yeah, I don't need that in my life.
Girls travel with the weirdest things.
Just random stuff.
What do you mean random stuff? Those are the clothing
items. Random stuff, no.
Well, tank top. That's a good tank top.
Extra small.
Extra small.
That is tiny.
But it's stretchy.
How could an adult fit into it?
Man, it stretches.
Baby clothes.
What is that?
That's cute.
That's still got the tags on it. They didn't even take the tags off. It's a Topshop scarf.
I want to say this might be my girlfriend.
Yeah,
it's still got a tag
that actually,
on it.
That looks kind of recent.
Oh, but you know what? It's got a. Oh, I bought this in London for my girlfriend. Never gave it to me.
Yeah,
it says Euros on it. It's got a Euro.
Well, Topshop is always
all Topshop has Euros on it.
Oh,
yeah,
okay,
yeah.
But it still
it's
might
a
be
British
I think it
chain.
Still might be that.
You might want to give her that. Yeah.
That one's cute. It almost looks like a little bathing suit cover up.
This tank top looks like a bartender tank top.
Possibly.
Right? Like what a bartender would be wearing?
Well, the next thing he pulled out was a bottle opener.
A tip jar, a bartending tank top, and
a bottle opener for a bartender.
JC, you're right. That is one of those because it's like one of those that I bet it went with this bra, this leopard bra.
Let's put the evening together.
This all was just one cocktail waitress that obviously went home without clothes on.
A lot of sunscreen coming out next.
Kate Somerville.
That's Jenna's.
Jenna Daily Wash.
Jenna, what?
Actually, I'm sorry, that's mine.
Oh, the most interesting thing.
Yeah?
Finally.
The most interesting thing is a note on my wall. And this is very peculiar because I have no idea who this person is, but I took a picture of it this morning.
We're going to put it, we have it up at Kid TV.
This, Kelly, this is honest truth. This is written inside the closet of my apartment. And it says, love you, Al, XOXO, Stacy, Train, Choo Choo. But I've looked her up on Facebook, and she's not on there. So I don't know if that's
because you think her name's Stacy Train Choo Choo?
I don't know, Kelly.
You probably met her on a train, Choo Choo.
Or maybe she was.
Oh.
Stripper name?
No.
Conductor?
All right.
No. Event?
I don't know.
You don't know.
I don't know.
Let's just move on.
So that's Big Al Mac bimbo box. How do you feel about that, Kelly?
Just throw the whole thing away.
Some hot sauce.
Just throw it away.
That's so gross.
I don't want his hat anymore.
I want my face wash back.
All right, you got it.
There's some good items in there.
Yeah.
I don't get the tambourine.
So I'm gonna put this all back on the Kid Craddock desk back
yeah,
here.
Boy,
so.
That stuff's gonna be scooped up.
Yeah. How about the interns?
How about we auction it off for kids' kids?
Oh no.
You don't want these. These are not washed items.
Religious.
Bimbo box for kids' kids.
Half of these clothing items smell like cigarettes and liquor and salsa.
That's a good night right there.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We just got done rummaging through Big Al Mac's bimbo box.
Mm-hmm.
Kid Nation is sending text messages, Al.
Be nice. Be nice, this people.
A lot of Kid Nation thinks that you should post it, put it up on Craigslist. Make a Craigslist ad.
All right.
This one says, how big is this box? It's like a black hole. Yeah, there's a lot of stuff in there. Yeah.
You could save it for a Craigslist Valentine's
Day.
Yeah,
there you go.
Yeah,
you could,
Al.
There you go.
Might
there
have to wash those clothes.
Yeah.
And this one says, Al's box, there's a tiny sock. Okay, Tyga.
No.
She just had really small feet.
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were going to read the one that said it was one sock. Was Al dating somebody with a peg leg? That was funny.
Yeah, there was a pirate shirt and one sock. Is Al dating a peg leg? That was funny. Yeah, we're getting a bunch of funny ones.
All right.
Keep them coming, by the way.
Peg leg pirate.
I hope my girlfriend thought that was funny.
Yeah, I'd have a hard time with that.
She would? I think she's cool with it.
Yeah, well.
You say she doesn't listen.
Yeah, that'd be time she listens. That'd be the one time.
I'm sorry, yeah.
I might have to call her, write a love letter to Kelly tomorrow.
Yeah, maybe she will be writing a love letter to Kelly. It's our first one of the year, and it's back. We do it every single Wednesday because Kelly's got some of the best love advice to give.
All right.
You have been doing this for years, Kelly.
I have. Kids made me do it, kicking and screaming. I was like, I don't have any advice to give, but apparently I didn't know my own strength
you
in that department.
Yours. All right. Well, let's see what you got in 2016 with.
All right.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I'm originally from Florida, but moved to my current state on an athletic scholarship where I eventually accepted my first job out of college. Then I fell in love and married a great guy. I was excited to get married to him. Now we're 3 months into our marriage and I feel stuck. I really miss home and my family, but he has a unique job in state politics. He has 10 years invested into his career where he's built relationships and connections with so many state officials, but I never imagined living where we live for the rest of my life. If we moved to another state, he'd have to start his career from ground zero. I'll never be able to call this place home, and I have no idea how to change how I feel. In fact, I'm beginning to resent him, even though he hasn't done anything wrong. Please help. Sincerely, the miserable Mrs.
Okay, God. You just need a minute. You just need a minute. You've had a lot of changes happen. You were all excited about the wedding, and now the excitement of the wedding's over. You're 3 months into the marriage. It's like the day after Christmas letdown.
Mm-hmm.
This is the months after wedding letdown. You're in a new city where you haven't made friends yet. You need to give it about a year. Honestly, you ask anybody who's made a major move to a different city,
yeah.
It takes about a year for you to get past that hump. It happened when my parents moved here.
I would imagine.
When they gave up everything they had in South Carolina to move out to be closer to their grandkids.
Yeah.
That my parents were desperately sad for about 8 or 9 months. They were like, what have we done?
Oh,
we made a huge mistake. We should move back. And then after about a year, when they got involved with a church home and started making friends, and it's true for me when I moved here, I had a breakdown about the 3 month mark.
Right.
I had to go to therapy for a little while because I was like, oh my God, what have I done? I gave up all my family and friends to move to this big city. I don't know what I've done. I'm in over my head. But you weather it. You don't bail.
Mm-hmm.
You don't bail on a marriage and on a man you love because you're having homesickness issues. And just give it. I promise.
It's completely normal.
I promise. There is nothing unique about what you're going through. Millions of people go through this. But if you cut and run now, that's where you're the weak one.
You could regret
that. You just need to ride it out because I promise after about a year. And a year feels like an eternity, but it goes by like that.
Maybe even sometimes it might even take a couple years.
Take some time, but
you will make friends.
You will establish a life for yourself. Do not bail on your marriage. That makes you the most immature woman in the world. Don't do that.
Don't do that.
There you go.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Oh, this is a touchy subject right here. Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I just bought my daughter, Haley, concert tickets to see 5 Seconds of Summer
for
Christmas.
Well, there you go.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Great present. My ex-wife says she cannot go because she's too young.
How old is she?
My daughter is 15.
Oh. Mm.
She's going to be 16 at the time of the concert. And I got her 2 tickets so she could take a friend.
Yeah.
My ex told me she was going to get a ticket and go with her. My daughter said it would be embarrassing if her mom goes. It's her favorite band. How do I tell my ex she's not going to go? I feel like she's trying to ruin my gift. Nathan.
Well, it's not she's trying to ruin her gift. She, you know, people just have, you know, you're afraid. You don't know what's going to happen. Your kid's going to be the one missing since the Whitesnake concert since 1984 that still pops up on, you know, Facebook pages. But what they do have at some of these concerts, and you can get your ex-wife to find out about, is the parent waiting room. And for absolutely free, this happens at a lot of these concerts where there's younger fans, and they may or may not have one for Five Sauce, I'm not sure, but it's a parent waiting room where you go and there's like a little, you know, restaurant area or something where parents hang out until the show's over, and then they can take their kids and go. I was about 16 when my mom let me go to my first concert. Uh-huh. It was, you know, Duran Duran, and literally she drove me and my cousin there. I mean, it's not like this over. She's old enough at 15, 16 to find out where her seats are. Right. It's not a big deal.
And the ushers will help you.
They will help you. And my mom literally sat, because her and her friend drove, and they went and got dinner and then sat in the car on the sidewalk and waited for us to come out.
Yeah.
But you have to give your kids some freedom at a certain age. A Five Sauce concert is not the same as sending them to some Coachella.
Oh, yeah.
It's not the same.
Or even a house party, you know, because the more you do this, they're going to rebel.
This is going to be the kid that sneaks out. I think what you gave her is wonderful. It's time to give her a little bit of freedom. Hopefully your wife will listen to reason. I don't know. It's really difficult.
Do you think she has gift envy? Like she didn't give her the gift?
It's just she's...
What if a compromise could be this? What if you got your wife one of those little kid leashes?
It's an ex-wife.
Ex-wife. One of those little kid leashes. It's like a backpack with a leash on it. That way you can walk like three or four steps behind her, but you still hold on to her the whole time.
Yeah, that'll work with a 16-year-old girl.
The girl just said she'd be embarrassed if her mom's there with her.
She's going to be like four or five.
She's old enough.
Okay. She is old enough. This is one of those situations where I'm going to side with the dad.
Oh, nice.
Whoa.
She could drive herself at this point. Almost. Yeah, right. So by the time she's 16.
Got to give him a little bit of freedom. Let her give her a chance to fail. What's she going to do? If the girl goes where she's supposed to be and meets mom back at the car at the time she's supposed to, that shows she's responsible.
Yeah.
And you got to give them little freedoms along the way.
Let her go in there with her friend, cry and scream and dance around with all the other Five Sauce fans.
Now, see, the difference is if it's my daughter, I want to be there with her because I'm a fan.
Sure.
That's embarrassing to my daughter.
Sure.
But, you know, I'll just get my own seats on the other side of the arena.
Love letters. Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
I am a 34-year-old divorced female without any children, and I would absolutely love to be a mother someday. Is this something I need to mention to a future guy in the beginning, or is it something to be discussed later on in the relationship if a relationship develops? In the past, I've asked, do you want kids in the future right in the beginning before ever meeting the person, like on online dating? And that was a mistake. I just don't want to waste our time, though, if we're not on the same page. Thank you, Kidless in Georgia.
Okay, a woman in her 30s who's never had kids, a man should automatically assume she wants children. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's what you have to assume. Now, what you could do in your online bio is just say, I'm looking to have a family someday. Put that just in the byline. And then if a guy sees that, you don't need to bring that up in the conversation because if he swipes right, he already knows your intentions anyway.
Sure.
Now, when's the magic time to bring that up in a relationship? I don't know. Not on the first date.
No.
I don't think that's appropriate.
No.
Although I had a girlfriend that she went out with a guy. She told him flat out, I'm dating to get married, and I'm not messing around.
That's scary.
They're married now with three kids.
So it worked out.
But, I mean, everybody's different. But she just made her intentions flat out. That's the way she is, and that's her personality. But I don't think that works for everybody.
That comes
so
up
I wouldn't bring that. Yeah, it's just, it's like a men sense desperate. And, you know, but if you put in your online profile, you see it all the time. I appreciate a man on his online profile who says, I am looking for a woman who's 5'5 and shorter, because that saves me a lot of time than having to get to that point in the first few
comments. You're tall.
Yeah, at the first few texts, oh, I'm 5'9½. Okay, see ya. Well, if you had put that in your bio that you only want a certain height, that saves everybody a lot of time. Spell out what you want in your online dating profile, and then let the rest just naturally unfold.
Yeah, it'll come out on its own when you're having a conversation a couple months in.
Yeah, you don't bring that. I don't even know what's the magic number to bring it up, but I know it's not on the first date.
Yeah, amen.
Yep.
Love letters to Kelly.
Dear Kelly, you are the love expert.
I am.
This is a little bit of, she wants some parenting advice, actually.
Okay, I'll try.
More parenting.
I already gave it once this morning.
Yeah, you did.
I have a 5-year-old son from my first marriage, and so let's call this guy Bio Dad. But I'm getting married in March to a wonderful man and father who I've been with for 4.5 years and who I have a 1-year-old son with. Bio-dad left me before my first son, who's now the 5-year-old, was born and hasn't seen him since he was 17 months old. My fiance has been a part of his life since he was 1 year old and is a great father. We've not told my son who his real dad is, but he has his bio dad's last name. When I get married, he's going to have a different last name than the rest of the family. How do I tell him that my fiance is not his real dad when he's been the only dad he's ever known? Is he too young? Please, please help.
Oh, Lord. I don't know.
I know.
I don't know.
Can you change his name?
She don't know.
Well, you have to get the bio dad to sign off rights, which I don't think would probably be an issue. But I don't know. Some guys at the end are like, no, that's my kid.
Yeah.
You know,
they want the name to live on.
I mean, that's an effort you could make, is to reach out to bio dad and say, look, you're not a part of his life. I'm marrying this great guy who's willing to raise him. You know, you'll have no more obligation. It sounds like he has had nothing anyway. And maybe the guy will sign it over, and then you can have a lovely... What's the magic way? I don't know. I'm not a child psychologist. I'm sure there's an expert that can give you the exact words.
And there's no correct answer.
There's not a right age, probably, conversation. Right? You know, honey, you've always had a different last name, but this wonderful man, Bob, has come into our lives.
Oh, Bob.
And you know, he's your dad. He's always going to be your daddy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then we're going to make your last name his last name.
Well, he thinks it's his dad already, right? That's what she said. Well, how old is he?
He's five now.
He was a baby.
This other guy has been his dad since he was 1 year old.
So this is exactly what happened to me, basically. And when I was a kid and I had my name changed, I had no idea. I didn't know that my name changed because he wasn't my dad. I just thought my mom got married. So he's not gonna
change.
He's too young to realize that his name's changing because.
But JC, you found out very late, right?
Yeah.
And, how old?
I was 23 when I found
out. That's too late.
That's too late. And it made me extremely angry with everybody.
I bet.
Because I felt like I was lying.
I mean, in hindsight, I know you can't change things, but what would you have preferred as at 10, at 15, as a teenager?
Yeah. And I tell this because people ask me this question a lot that are going through this. When would I have preferred it? And this is what I would have preferred to have happen in my life. If my mom would have just been upfront since I was a kid.
It's a gentle conversation.
Yeah. And when she started dating my dad that I grew up with, if she would have just, you know, if you make it normal for a kid and you just throw it in there and it's like, this is who I'm dating. This is your daddy, but he's not your bio. If you make it normal for him.
Yeah. I mean, I don't think at 5, there's still a way you can approach it.
Yeah.
Say, you know, if you know, honey, you've got a different last name from Bob. Mm-hmm. Well, that's because I was dating another man before I met Bob. And, you know, and that's when I got pregnant with you.
Yeah.
But Bob has always been there, and he is daddy.
Exactly.
He is daddy. But, you know, there was another man that when I had you in my tummy, he was there, but he's not there anymore. And there's a way to phrase it so he's not blindsided.
Exactly. And that's what I would have liked.
And then when he asks questions, then you can answer those questions. But I would try to see if you could get this man to adopt him.
Yeah.
I would see if that would work.
Yeah, because there's fathers and there's dads.
Yeah.
And this is his dad.
It's a dad.
And anybody could be a father.
But yeah, you could tell him I was, when I met your daddy, I'd already had you.
Exactly.
You were already in my life when he came along.
And he won't understand at first.
But you know,
he'll ask questions.
I believe in honesty on those things because that will bite you in the butt.
Yeah, but this is what I tell every mom. There's no correct way to go about it. There's seriously no correct answer because you don't know how the kid's going to react.
And don't, whenever you tell him, don't tear down bio dad.
No.
Don't say he was a loser and he abandoned us because that's going to make the kid feel sorry for and protective of bio dad,
even
though
he
doesn't
never
know
met
him.
Yeah.
And then make him think, what's wrong with me?
Yep.
Don't tear him down.
Ooh, that was a deep one.
Mm.
It's tough.
Deep, 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 deep.
Man, how lucky are you to find a man? How lucky are you to find a man who accepts your son as his own?
Yeah, for real.
Nice.
That's why everybody, when they ask me, they're like, were you? I was mad at everybody but my dad because I couldn't be mad at him. I'm like, this guy just took me in like his own son for when he was 20 years old. Like, why would I ever be mad at this guy, right?
Right.
Mm-hmm. If you have a love letter to Kelly, there's a tab in the little section at kidnation.com. Write it. Write it to us.
Yeah.
And we'll read it on air and hopefully solve your problem like we did today. Again, kidnation.com. And just click on the Love Letters to Kelly tab.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
We just read a love letter to Kelly where a mom was dealing with how to go about telling her 6-year-old son, Jenna?
Five, I believe.
Five or 6-year-old son. Mm-hmm. About her marrying a person who's not the kid's biological father and wanting to change the name? And does she wait to tell him when he's older? Is the father going to be in the kid's life? She doesn't know all these things, so she was wondering. And it struck a chord because this happened to me.
Yeah.
And it was one of those things that I thought I was one of the only people that was going through this. And what made me feel better were all the emails and the messages I got after we talked about it on the show a few years ago of how many people actually go through this. Mm-hmm. This is what makes it easier, too, on the kid, knowing that you're not alone.
Yeah.
And we got a couple text messages here.
Oh, good.
From Kid Nation. In reference to the love letter to Kelly regarding the child's name being changed to her husband's name, I was in a similar situation. It was never a secret to my son when he was two that he had a biological father and his dad. As he got older, he asked more questions, and I never talked poorly about his bio dad. When his stepfather and I divorced, he felt abandoned again. From my experience, I personally believe that it's not based upon age of the child, but depending upon their maturity level. But that will determine how well they handle the situation. And that's true. Like I said, there's no correct answer on when to tell them. This one's from somebody who went through it. My name's Amy. I heard about the love letter to Kelly about the mom wanting to know how or when to tell her son about his bio dad. I was in the same situation. I was 13 years old when I found out I had another father altogether. I honestly didn't know how to feel. I still had my mom's maiden name, and I was then officially adopted by my dad, who raised me and got his last name. It was very difficult. It was a very difficult thing to go through, and I still have a rough time. And I feel like I'm having to choose between getting to know my bio dad and my parents. I think I know that a younger age, 8 to 10, would have been a better idea. I would have taken it better. I'm now 25. Just thought maybe some of this could help this mom.
Yeah. It's good hearing
people. Yeah, because then you ease into it,
yeah.
You know?
Yeah. A lot of parents,
you almost learn before you understand.
Yeah. Yeah, and she says the same thing. Her parents thought that, you know, the older you are, the better you'll take it. In my experience,
there's a way to say it at a young age where it's just, this is just a matter of fact.
Yeah.
You know, I know I've tried to do that with my two half-siblings, you know, and I think they finally start to understand because I'm like, now we have the same dad, but we have different mommies.
Yeah.
You know, why do you call him dad and not her mommy? We have, you know, and I kind of, every time I like ease into it,
yeah.
And I think at some point they're just going to go, well, she's my sister, but we have different, boom. You know, different moms.
You make it normal and eventually they understand it,
right? I don't know.
Renee's on the phone
because
with us.
I wonder what does it taste like?
What?
Oh my gosh. You know what today is?
It's going crazy. Oh, Mercury
today?
In retrograde.
Wow. Tastes like. I wonder what does he taste like?
My
wonder what does he
going
taste
crazy.
Like? Wow.
Mercury in retrograde, everybody.
I'm telling you, people, my mother's like, this is hogwash. Look, Mama.
No, Mama.
Look, Mama.
I'm wondering why Al's screaming because I'm high when I'm about to take this.
Man, I'm sitting right here. I wasn't screaming anything.
Sorry about that, Renee. We have you on the phone right now. Hi, Renee.
Hi. How are y'all?
Good.
Oh, we're good, except for this Mercury in retrograde thing going on with our computer.
Yeah, I'm wondering what the heck is going on.
Yeah. So you have an 8-year-old. And you just revealed the news to your 8-year-old that your husband is not the actual biological father. You did it this summer?
Yes, this past summer on our way back from vacation. We separated. We have 3 kids total. Our oldest is 8, and he's not my husband's biological son, but he's been in my son's life ever since my son was a baby.
Yeah.
And so we separated our kids. On the way home, we were driving with family members, and we told him. And it went a lot better than what we thought it was going to go.
Mm-hmm.
He had maybe 1 or 2 questions, and then that was the end of it. And he's been okay ever since.
Wow.
He was okay before, but he did have questions because for the longest time he did have a different last name than the rest of the family.
Sure. Yeah.
But about 2 years ago, my husband was able to officially adopt him, and then we immediately changed his name after that. And he was really happy that we did that.
And when did your husband come into your son's life?
My son was about 7 or 8 months old.
So brand new baby.
Yes.
And how long did you think about when to tell him?
I mean, I know when we got married, he was only 1, but I mean, it even crossed my mind then when was a good time to tell him. And so we had kind of been debating about it for the past 3 years.
Yeah.
I guess ever since he was 5, but we just felt that, you know, we wanted to tell him, but we just felt that 5 was too young. And like one of the text messages you read earlier, it really depends on the kid's maturity level. But I do think that earlier is better than later in life.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Makes sense.
Is the biological father nowhere in the child's life?
He knows where we are, but he chooses not to be involved. And in fact, he lives on the East Coast, but he lives nowhere near here. So
yeah. And not to dive too, did you guys have him very young?
Yes, I was 19 when I had him.
Okay, and that's normal. What people don't get is that when you tell them about the biological father, they might want to meet this father, and it's not because they don't like you, and it's not because they want to go away from your family. It's because they wanted to get to know that side of the family. Mm. And not to defend the fathers that walk away, but when they're that young, for some reason,
hey, they got a maturity level they got to deal with too.
The maturity level is not high, Al, and for some reason they walk away.
Yeah,
and it takes time for them to grow up. And hopefully, he does come back into your son's life, and wants to be a part of it. Renee, thank you so much for sharing.
You're welcome.
Have a good day.
And I'm glad it went well. You tell your son that he's a stud.
Happy New Year.
Thank you. You too.
Bye, Renee. Wow.
Yeah. Real life. Real stuff.
It's crazy. I'm almost ashamed to be a man sometimes.
Oh,
just
am,
how easily they could walk away from a baby that is your blood.
Every day.
That is your DNA.
Yep.
And another man comes in
and
takes
it's
over.
It's like a daddy all-star.
Yeah.
Like a daddy all-star. When I see some of these kids' dads, I'm like, why was I so stupid when I was... Oh,
right?
God,
like, thank God for men like Renee's husband, and thank God for men like the dad that raised me.
Yeah.
Because if it weren't for them, there'd be a lot more children without fathers.
Amen.
Amen.
It's the Kid Craddock Morning Show.
But right now, it's all about, does that make me crazy? Our phone number is 800-KID-LIVE.
800-543-3548.
800-5-GEEK-IT.
We've gotten some text messages from Kid Nation, because I understand you might be at work already and don't want to be on the phone because your boss will catch you. So you text us. That's cool. We'll take it.
Or it's more anonymous because you're crazy.
Yeah, like this one. I enjoy using tweezers on my husband's ear hair. Does that make me crazy?
That hurts.
Why do women like to put men in pain?
I love grooming. I'm like a little monkey. Like I just want to groom.
Yeah. Pop pimples and
pluck hairs. Yeah, I mean, you want us getting rid of those stray back hairs.
Yeah, but
you?
When we say it hurts, stop. You guys keep going.
I almost got it.
I don't know. I like to honk at livestock. The closer to the fence, the better, especially if they're sticking their heads through the fence. And when they jump, it's the best.
That's cool.
Hold on. I have a reason. I just think cows and horses don't get much excitement in their lives, so it just adds a little bit for them.
Yeah.
That's awful.
By the way, baby animals have the best reaction.
Yeah, like the fainting goats.
That makes me crazy.
Fainting goats?
Or this one. I think the letter M needs to apologize to the letter N for coming first in the alphabet. In order to write the letter M, you first have to write the letter N. And for that reason, the letter N should come first in the alphabet. Does that make me crazy? Yes. Yes, it does.
The fact that you thought about that.
You thought about that?
You have a very valid point, but the fact that you thought about it makes me think that you're crazy.
Yeah, you're crazy. This one's for Big Al Mac.
Yeah.
Does it make me crazy that I've wasted 2015 wanting to hear Big Al Mac do the character, black guy that talks white but feels the need to say black hip-hop sayings for no reason? I took 5 minutes of my life to vote for Al back in 2014.
Oh, that makes me dab right there, bud. Nice. I love it. Dab on that. Already.
The character's name was longer than the bit.
Amen.
Into the phones we go. We'll kick it off with you, Michelle. How you doing this morning?
Good morning. I'm doing well. How are you?
Oh, we're doing great. We want to hear if you're crazy or not, though.
Okay, so my husband says I have a food phobia, but I don't eat any meat off the bone. So I can't eat fried chicken or ribs or wings or anything like that. And I can't eat a slab of, like, steak. So if someone brings out steak, I can't cut it up myself. Someone else can, like, my husband can cut up the steak for me and I'll eat it, but I can't physically cut it myself.
It's the cutting of the flesh.
Does that make me?
I get it.
I had a guy that told me this yesterday. He's in my fat challenge with me. He goes, I can't eat meat off the bone.
That's weird.
Yeah, that is weird.
The bone is what gives it that flavor.
Well, some people, you know, you see some people that suck bones and stuff. It's just gross. It's just like, it's the whole animalistic part of it.
Everyone says I eat wings terribly.
Me too.
I leave so much meat.
I do too.
I just take a few bites and then I'm like, I can't work that hard around a bone.
Oh, I'm on the other spectrum, Jenna. You eat it terribly because you don't eat the meat. Michelle, this is going to kill you, but I like to eat the cartilage.
No.
Oh.
Hey, move on.
It is is so okay. good, you guys.
No, gross. Go on.
You can't even chew it.
Yeah, you can. It's good. I like the texture. Michelle, you're not crazy. Apparently,
you're
I
not
am.
Crazy.
Your, yeah. your boyfriend
is,
just carved
the whole
in.
Idea is pretty gross.
He left you.
All right, let's go with Brenna. Brenna,
phone
welcome to
phobia.
Does That Make Me Crazy? Go ahead.
Hi, y'all.
Hey.
Well, I do a lot of laundry in my house.
I
and
bet
so,
you do.
Wait, literally laundry.
Yeah, like
oh,
the
okay.
clothes.
Oh,
yes,
gotcha.
I do a lot of laundry. Yeah. And every time I get stuff out of the dryer, you know, you have to clean the lint out.
Love it.
Well, I hold my breath the whole time I'm cleaning the lint out because I'm afraid I'm going to breathe it in. And my lungs will look like the lint thing.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I won't breathe while I'm cleaning the lint out. Does that make me crazy?
No, I don't think it makes me crazy.
Kelly?
Sometimes when there's a lot of dust in the air and you can see it because the sun's shining through, I like automatically stop breathing.
Yeah.
Even though I know I'm breathing in dust and dead skin. You know this stuff
yeah.
intelligently.
Right.
But emotionally, like, I just can't handle it right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, I feel you on that. You're just really conscious about your lungs being
your
healthy.
Your air, yes.
I guess so.
You
Thank
can't
you.
Clean out your lung trap.
You can't. I mean,
there's no lung trap.
You damage those things. It takes a while for them to heal up. You're doing it right, Brenna. I might have to start doing it. What, Jenna?
Elizabeth hit us on.
I like Kelly's. Your lung trap.
Hashtag lung trap.
Elizabeth says, Gordon Ramsay is so mean, and yet I still find him sexy.
Yeah. We like it, yeah.
Does that make me crazy?
No, no.
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 Kelly agrees with you on that one.
Yeah.
We'll go with Mason here.
All right.
Mason uses something to pick out outfits. Mason.
Hey, guys.
What's going on? What do you do to pick out your clothes for the day?
Well, I have a Microsoft Word document that is numbered of all my shirts, pants, shoes, jackets, socks,
yes.
underwear, everything, and I use a random number generator to select what I'm going to wear every day
that's
using
fun.
That list. Does that make me crazy?
That's fun.
Why do you do
crazy.
That?
Yes.
That is crazy, but
yes.
it's cool crazy.
Fun.
It is fun crazy.
It's a lot of
it.
Work.
So much work.
And what if you don't like what it spits out? You wear it anyway?
Well, no, I have like a, what I do is I have a random, like it presents, I have, well, I can tell you right now, I have 116 shirts, 41 pants, and Man. So I have like a random sequence where it gives me a list of numbers, and I just go down the list until, like if I'm going to work that day, I go down the list until it selects like a polo shirt or a professional shirt.
Mm-hmm.
It's so
inventory.
It's so
yeah.
clueless of you. She
yeah.
had that machine that would like wring her clothes
I
around.
Fun.
I always thought it was so cool. You know what I'm talking about in the movie? Cher's
yeah.
closet.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And then it would select pieces for her to wear.
That, you're cool crazy, Mason, for real.
What are you wearing right now? What did the computer spit out this morning?
Yeah, good question.
I got on khaki pants and a gray golf polo.
Go crazy.
Oh, looking right. Looking right.
Your computer's a Republican.
Thank you, Mason. You are crazy.
Wow.
That is so cool. I kind of want to do that
I can't
now.
Even balance like,
yeah.
a checkbook in a,
yeah, right?
in a
right.
Microsoft Office document.
That's just too much.
All right, we got a girl with a guy name, which means she is...
cool and hot.
Yep. Jay, welcome to the show.
Hey.
What's up, Jay?
Hey,
we're doing great. You're on Does That Make Me Crazy? What's yours?
So a while back, I was listening to Does That Make Me Crazy? And there was a lady that said that she, when she takes a shower, she takes, like, all the hair that falls out and she sticks it on the wall in the shower.
Yeah.
And she kind of just collects them for a while there. And ever since I listened to that, I started to do that. So does that make me crazy?
Wow.
You saw this as a way to keep your pipes unclogged, I would hope.
But now I see, like, how much hair I lose. And
I
now I'm like, oh, my gosh.
It's upsetting.
I need to take a lot of vitamins.
Does That Make Me Crazy is making people crazy.
Yeah.
That's what it's
doing.
Yeah.
Crazy people ideas.
Yes, yeah, giving you ideas,
I think,
Jay.
I think so. You're like a copycat crazy.
You're straight up crazy, girlfriend.
Yeah.
Yeah. Congratulations.
Thank you.
A former Does That Make Me Crazy made you crazy.
Yeah.
Keep them coming. You could use the hashtag Does That Make Me Crazy on Twitter and go to our Facebook page so we could use it next week.
Crazy is contagious.
It is contagious, Al.
This is the Kid Craddock Morning Show.